Acts 2. And when the day of Pentecost was now accomplishing, they were all together in one place. And there came suddenly a sound out of heaven, as of a violent, impetuous blowing, and filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues, as of fire, and it sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave to them to speak forth. Now there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, pious men, from every nation of those under heaven. But the rumor of this having spread, the multitude came together and were confounded, because each one heard them speaking in his own dialect. And all were amazed and wondered, saying, Behold, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how do we hear them each in our own dialect in which we have been born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and those who inhabit Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, both Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya which adjoin Cyrene, and the Romans sojourning here, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the great things of God. And they were all amazed and in perplexity, saying to one another, What would this mean? But others mocked, saying, They're full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spoke forth to them, Men of Judea and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give heed to my words. For these are not full of wine as ye suppose, for it is the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken through the prophet Joel, and it shall be in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your elders shall dream with dreams. Yea, even upon my bondmen and upon my bondwomen in those days will I pour out of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will give wonders in the heaven above, and signs in the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be changed to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the great and gloriously appearing day of the Lord come. And it shall be that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man borne witness to by God to you by works of power and wonders and signs which God wrought by him in your midst, as yourselves know, him, given up by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye, by the hand of lawless men, have crucified and slain, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, inasmuch as it was not possible that he should be held by its power. For David says as to him, I foresaw the Lord continually before me, because he is at my right hand, that I may not be moved. Therefore has my heart rejoiced, and my tongue exulted. Yea, more, my flesh also shall dwell in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in Hades, nor wilt thou give thy gracious one to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the paths of life. Thou wilt fill me with joy with thy countenance. Brethren, let it be allowed to speak with freedom to you concerning the patriarch David, that he has both died and been buried, and his monument is amongst us unto this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn to him with an oath of the fruit of his loins to set upon his throne, he, seeing it before, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that he neither has been left in Hades, nor his flesh seen corruption. This Jesus has God raised up, whereof all we are witnesses. Having therefore been exalted by the right hand of God, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this which ye behold and hear. For David has not ascended into the heavens, but he says himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I have put thine enemies to be the footstool of thy feet. Let the whole house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God has made him, this Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And having heard it, they were pricked in heart, and said to Peter and the other apostles, What shall we do, brethren? And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, each one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For to you is the promise, and to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God may call." And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." Those then who had accepted his word were baptized, and there were added in that day about 3,000 souls. And they persevered in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles, in breaking of bread and prayers. And fear was upon every soul, and many wonders and signs took place through the apostles' means. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and substance, and distributed them to all, according as any one might have need. And every day, being constantly in the temple with one accord, and breaking bread in the house, they received their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the assembly daily those that were to be saved.